two, we started.
Nice.
You are bad at countdowns.
Nah.
Hey, sing that Thursday song that's a countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, what are you waiting for?
That's what I wanted him to sing. Have you ever heard of Thursday, the day or the band?
They do like Sugar We're Going Down, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love them.
I'm glad you're a part of this music company that we have.
I'm always looking for underground hits.
Yeah, man.
Plug that email.
Buzz. 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 When you hear a lot of people talking at the same time, it kind of has a similar sound to a freaking beehive. Or maybe that's a metaphor I'm trying to make work. We write songs for a living, but I don't think this one works. He just rhymed work with work.
Yes, he did.
That lazy guy. Oh, just shut your mouth, sit back, relax, and listen to The Hive.
Welcome to The Hive Podcast. My name is Josh.
I'm Johnny.
I'm Eric.
Alexa.
And we have a special guest with us to introduce yourself. I can't talk.
It's okay.
You're good, man.
We're so glad you're part of this music
podcast. Yeah, we're glad you're part of this talking episode.
The word introduce really threw me for a loop.
Just did it again.
I know.
Introduce.
Introduce. Introduce.
I'm Zach.
Yes. What do you do, Zach? Why are you here?
What band are you in?
What's your resume?
My resume, I run a local booking agency here in Dallas.
Yes.
And I'm the vocalist of a pop punk band called Offended by Everything.
What's up?
Standby Records.
You guys, I'm sure you guys have heard us talk about Offended by Everything because we love that band and we love that band name.
No way.
Yeah. I have not heard a song yet. I love your band name more than any other band name, though.
Yeah, you went. You guys won with that.
Thanks. That seems to hit a lot, like, really well with the older.
How long ago did y'all come up with that?
Dude, I didn't come up with it. I found an Instagram ad where our goofy-looking guitar player just posted they're looking for a vocalist, and I just DM'd them, and they were like, yo, this is our name, and I hated it. I hated it forever.
You hated it?
Yeah, I hated it forever.
He was offended immediately.
I was younger, and I was like, this is fucking stupid. It's not edgy. This isn't like pop punk. This is dumb. And then eventually it kind of grew on me because a lot of people started listening to us because of the name, and... You know,
it's a good name.
It's a perfect time.
We've got a lot of fucking heat for a freaking heat for it too.
You're fine.
Sorry,
we say it all the time.
Movie Brothers. We try to keep because we have a lot of kids that listen to it.
We have Josh's kids that listen to it.
I don't want to edit it. I don't want to edit.
Yeah, for sure.
And this one we don't care.
Yeah.
We put that little E next to our name and that's it.
Yeah,
they know what they're getting.
Yeah, if you see the little E, you know what you're getting into.
Eric's on this.
Everything's on this podcast. All right, so welcome to the podcast, Zach.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah. So what are you guys up to this week? We met last week, right?
You guys did. I was spending $250 finding out information I already knew about getting my kid's hernia fixed.
I love spending money.
Hernias. Oh.
I love hernias so much. Collect them.
I wasn't here last week. I was at work.
You weren't here last week. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because she was at work.
The two of you, I wanted to bring up a certain thing, but I was like, not without mostly Alexa, but also you, Johnny. And it's something that you posted on Facebook 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And it's about, here, hold on a second. I mean, you don't remember this? I was like, oh, we need to talk about this on the podcast. You don't remember this? How?
Jog my memory.
What's been going on in your life that you just can't remember?
2 weeks of stuff.
I post too much on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Josh, you also hold on to podcast material like
For weeks at a time.
I do. Well, this is
stew. Let's it marinate.
Yeah. I am very worried about the content that we have content on this thing too much. Sometimes I don't talk to you guys on purpose because I don't want to bring it up. But the fact that Pete Davidson.
Oh, is dating Kate Beckinsale.
Pete Davidson.
He's the bassist.
Is that official or have they just been seen together a lot?
Oh, no, it's official. Like, they're dating.
Listen, okay. Here, hold on a second. So, you posted that, and yes. I go, oh, he's going for that John Mayer belt.
Yeah, I saw that, actually.
Do you know what the John Mayer belt is?
No.
Do you? Do you have an idea?
No. I don't even know who he is.
I don't even know who John Mayer is.
No, not John Mayer.
Pete Davidson.
Yeah. Pete Davidson is
a tall, goofy comedian.
That married Ariana Grande.
Engaged.
Oh,
they got engaged.
No, they didn't.
Okay, this guy.
Yeah, Josh. Ass. Sorry.
Yeah.
Don't talk about my pop culture.
Big idiot over here.
We just need a pop culture segment.
Yeah, that's what this is right now.
All
right.
It's pop culture. You shouldn't care, but you do.
There you go. That's it.
Brought to you by Words.
That's great.
Yeah, I sponsor those.
I need you to make that just a little segment that we.
All right, I'll do it.
All right. Do it one more time.
It's pop culture. You shouldn't care, but you do.
Bump. Like, yeah. It just.
There's some blast beats behind that, though.
Yeah. End it with some horns.
Can you get the number 11 looks like my neighbor, or what is it?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. Can you do that?
I'll do
that
number
kind
11
of music
version.
Behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, really, yeah. Okay, so pop culture corner. The John Mayer belt. So, you know, we've had many conversations.
Is that
about
like
the
dating
fact.
Women out of your league?
No.
Dated John Mayer?
Oh, no.
Hold on
a second.
Yeah, because John Mayer dated down.
John Mayer.
He's tall.
Okay, you know, we've talked many times about being on tour, and we start just talking about whatever. Mm-hmm. And at some point, I caught the John Mayer belt because I was like, no one has a roster as impressive as John Mayer. I'm sorry this is going to get a little weird, but the fact that he has dated and slept with probably more other celebrities than any other celebrity that we know of.
Oh.
And so.
Well, there's a couple that have probably done more, but they're not looking really good in the news right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they forced themselves.
Jesus.
The people he slept with remember it.
Yeah. Let's say that. That's a qualification that.
Okay.
We'll have a Bill Cosby.
Harvey.
Bill Cosby. He was looking pretty good in the running.
And Harvey Weinstein don't count.
Okay. By the way, Family Guy is destroying Harvey right now. I love it.
As they should.
As they should. Yeah.
That guy deserves everything he gets. Kaylin, right. Kaylin and I started talking about it last week after the episode and realized that there actually might. So I'm going to, this is going to, see if I still have it.
Just tell us the people.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Give me 1 second. But there's also someone else. Here we go. Sorry.
Do you really have a note that says John Mayer's roster?
No, I don't. I'm not that. I just have an open.
No,
open
he does not. He's got a Pinterest.
He's got a Pinterest board.
It's got like 3,000 followers.
Okay, so I'm only going to name the ones that are well known. Okay. Katy Perry.
Mm.
Renee Zellweger.
Mm.
Of course.
Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Kim Kardashian.
Okay. Ooh.
What?
Yeah.
That was a thing?
Yeah.
God, nice.
Rena Hammer, Sheena Marie.
Those last two are made up.
She's a model. I don't know.
Is that Scrabble?
Jennifer Scrabble. Aniston.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Minka Kelly.
Yeah.
Jessica Simpson.
Holy shit.
Rona Mitra. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, good for him.
Good. Yeah.
Vanessa Carlton.
Nice.
Oh, weird.
Okay, so that's his roster.
That's
dude. She's always walking downtown, man.
That's like all of 2008.
Yeah,
it's like
put
into one list.
He was at TRL once, and he just gave everyone a card,
and they called.
It's so good. So I was thinking, I've always just thought, man, John Mayer's just making his way downtown through
Hollywood.
That was actually really good, Josh. It was like a layup to yourself.
I know.
I got it.
And so I started doing a little more research. Now, on the other side, Taylor Swift has dated a lot of dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And so
those were just business relationships.
So it's John Mayer, Jake Gyllenhaal, Taylor Lautner, Joe Jonas, Harry Styles, Connor Kennedy. I don't know who that is. DJ Calvin
One of the
Harris.
Kennedys.
And Tom Hiddleston. So that's a pretty good roster.
Did she date Kid Cudi?
I don't. It doesn't. It's not on the list.
Kid Cudi.
No.
I realized that John Mayer, although has a, I guess, impressive, is that what we want to say, resume, The one who has a way better resume is actually Justin Timberlake.
Not surprised.
Yeah,
and, yeah, he's a pop star.
I assumed
he's a triple threat. Renaissance man.
Yeah.
Listen to this, because I was like, Justin Timberlake's too good of a guy. I thought, like, there's no way. But, like, apparently he dated a lot of people I didn't know.
This has made you a bad guy to have dated
I know.
Britney cheated on him and hurt his heart, so he had some years.
Those
terrible years where he was dating celebrity women.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you have a lot of money.
Must have been so hard.
Okay, so here's his roster. Jessica Biel, who he's married to. Lindsay Lohan, Beyonce Knowles, Fergie.
When did he date Beyonce?
Beyonce. Beyonce.
I don't know. It's in the list.
Okay.
That's fake news.
Britney Spears, Alicia Keys, Veronica Finn, Alyssa Milano. Let's see. I'm going to Cameron Diaz, Tatiana Ali, Scarlett Johansson, Rihanna, Olivia Wilde, Olivia Munn, and Kate Hudson. I think that's a more impressive list. I think, should we give him a hand?
I think so, yeah.
It sounds like they already did.
This is better than I thought it was going to be. Already.
Kalen's editing this.
The actual winner of it is... If you go by celebrities with celebrities, is actually either Madonna or Leonardo DiCaprio. But a lot
I was
of
waiting
them,
for you to say Leo.
But Leo did was less actors and pop culture and more like models,
like Barofili.
Yeah, like they were more.
When you break up with Barofili, you're just slaying some ass. Oh.
Wait, are we forgetting about how many people that, whether paid or not, Trump has dated?
Oh, Trump's on this list.
No, that's the other belt we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Let's not do that one.
Yeah.
That one's a little more sad.
We'll do the 18 and under belt later.
Yeah, that's there's
isn't that a paddle?
So I just thought, hey, Pete Davidson, from Ariana Grande to Kate Beckinsale, which, by the way,
you gotta imagine the conversations are probably so much more bearable.
Oh my gosh!
Talking about life with Kate Beckinsale.
Thank God she's going through a midlife crisis for him. You know.
Yeah, he learned how to rent a car from her.
And what's funny?
Him and Ariana Grande were just downloading Uber. I think she could actually rent
the car for him now.
That's true.
Right. That's true. Need your parents' signature on it, I guess.
That's why they just bought a pig.
When he goes for contracts or camp, does she have to sign him for him?
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to summer camp.
Yeah. Bye, babe.
So that's right now. I mean, we'll keep you posted on whether Pete Davidson makes his way downtown. What was the big thing you had to ask me, though?
Because you said you had to ask me and Johnny.
I wanted to talk about this because you were the one who were talking about Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale.
And
you
thought,
had some point to make.
I don't have any certain point to make.
They talked about Pete Davidson dating.
When do I ever have a point to make?
They talked about Pete Davidson being seen together or whatever with Kate Beckinsale before I knew it was official. And I was in the car with Haley. They were talking about it on the radio. And she knows that I think Kate Beckinsale is really pretty. And I just immediately got one of those just head turns just... She was just waiting to see my response because she knew I'd be like, all right, yeah. Where'd it go, dude?
Yeah, Kate Beckinsale should be on all of our lists, including Alexis.
She is on my list.
Yeah, yeah. Which one
she's
is
like
she?
Right up there.
I don't even know what she looks like. I'm not going to
Did you
lie.
See the movie Click with Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
With the remote?
Serendipity.
Like when it first came out.
Yeah. Serendipity.
I was on the way to one of those like safari
Underworld.
Parks.
Nice.
And I was watching it in the car instead of the Suburban my dad rented.
Yeah.
And like I was crying.
Yeah, it's really sad.
It was so sad.
Yeah, I choked up in theaters. I went with my buddy and his girlfriend, and they were just sitting there like cuddling, and I was sitting there all by myself, just like.
Yeah, I was like crying, looking at giraffes and shit. It was not a fun. It really scarred me, honestly. I don't like animals anymore.
Well, Kate Beckinsale is definitely like top five material.
Oh, so yeah.
So that's. I was gonna show you a picture, but. That's bad podcasting.
Yeah, but there's not a bad one.
You guys get a look at this.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
Can you airdrop me that real quick?
Yeah. You have the internet.
Dude, I remember the first time someone airdropped something to me. I just like, it was like I saw magic.
Have you ever airdropped something to someone, just unsuspecting people?
No, but you know, James Motter's airdrop name just says, airdrop me memes, please. And he said he's been sitting in traffic and he'll just get it from somebody
in
traffic.
Yeah, no, we were on our way to Corpus Christi on our last tour. We airdropped this car that was behind us all the way.
That's
and
great.
We're like, hey, you want to get some food? And they didn't respond. Good. But if they did, it would have been awesome.
Yeah, because you would have like been friends already.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of Haley, you brought up your wife.
Uh-huh.
You guys had a little adventure.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that at all?
Are you talking about the hernia sitch?
No, I'm talking about a heist.
A
you
heist?
The news.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the
that's right.
News, dude.
Yeah, I forgot. That was so frustrating.
You sent that to us, and I literally said, I wish we had a, like some type of bat signal that we could like hive, collect now, and then we could all just talk about this on the podcast.
Yeah, so I live across the street from a bank, and not like kind of across the street. Like, there's my house, the road, and then the bank. It's immediately across the street.
It's
and
there.
It's gotten robbed.
You know what cross the street means.
It's gotten robbed twice in the past 5 months. I didn't even know about the first one, but it got robbed, when was that? Like last Wednesday or something, right?
Yeah, that's when you sent it.
Yeah, and we were just eating like a late lunch. It was like 2:30 or 3, and we were actually watching the Hulu Fire Festival documentary. And so I'm like sitting there like trying to eat and like just feeling like really gross watching this thing. And I just hear like knocks on the door, and my personality when someone shows up who I didn't know, I was like, why is someone here? And so I went up to the front door, and
someone's
coming to my house.
That's how I feel. I was like, who could be wanting to talk to me right now? And so I go to the door and I open it, and I see like badge and gun. And I was like, oh man, what's up?
I'm about to get shot. Am I white?
And so I was like,
he's like, oh, I'm Hispanic.
I guess I'm Hispanic, but I pass for white. You just, there you go, hi officer, how can I help you? I'm white.
And they were like, wait, can we see your birth?
No, I didn't say, I just opened the door and I was like, hey, how's it going? And he was like, hey, the bank across the street has been robbed and we saw that you have security at your house. Could we check your security footage and see if we caught anything? And I was like, sure.
You have security footage, like records?
I have a doorbell camera that catches movement.
Hey, look at you.
But our internet's so bad, it doesn't work half the time. So I had to explain that to him, and he looked through it, and we looked through it. All we got was a notification that someone had walked by 20 minutes before the bank got robbed or whatever. So they were able to use that to know what direction he was coming from or whatever. So I felt like I helped a little bit. And there was all these cops out there. Then another detective came over to talk, and then the news people showed up, and they just kind of forced themselves. Like, they asked, but it was a situation where I would have – felt weird saying no, and I really didn't want to, but it was just all this was going on, and then the lady standing there with her tripod and her camera, and she was just like, is it all right if we ask you guys a couple questions? And I was just like, okay.
And hey, come on to our show on Saturday.
Yeah, I was really
that's what you should have done. Should have sold tickets to the He Is Legend. Yeah, you
could. I didn't know about it. I wish I would have. I did go grab my Lisa D's hat and put it on just so
I didn't
I was like, I'll do a little bit of promo here.
Yeah, that's great.
And so
here's a project I'm not doing anymore. Listen.
Well, hiatus. But yeah, so Haley came out. I was a little bummed the kid was going to be on TV, but we didn't have anywhere to put him.
Yeah, where are you going to put him?
But they asked us some questions.
It's
and
not
then,
even safe in the
then
bank.
We did that. It was going to be Sherman local news, so I wasn't too worried. But it was cool. I could tell the lady was really trying to fearmonger. Like, she kept trying to be like, so how do you feel knowing that this happened? And I was like,
you
well.
You look so happy, though.
We're
I didn't
smiling.
Even know what happened.
you're sitting there like, we feel pretty safe.
I didn't think I looked happy. I was worried that I looked.
Just smiling the whole time.
I was worried that I looked weird because all the detective and stuff, all that action was happening behind her. So I felt like I was just looking around too much because I was watching what direction the cops were walking off to and seeing what they were up
to.
No,
you
should have said.
You look normal. Like, I was actually thinking to myself, oh, dude, Johnny, you've come a long way. Like,
what, being on camera?
Yeah, because like, if this was like even a year and a half ago, you'd have been like, hello?
Yeah, I hate being on camera.
Pockets.
It helped that she
he
told
would
us.
He say pockets?
Yeah, he'd be like, check those other hands in pockets.
He'd put his hands in pockets.
Look straight.
Eric's done band photos before.
Eye contact.
It's kind of painful. But
you're like,
she just told us to.
You're like, I feel pretty safe. I just came into a bunch of money, so that's exciting.
No, no, you know what was hard, though, was when the detective was telling me what was going on and stuff, I was really having to be careful with my responses, because he was talking about, he was like, you know, it's easy highway access right here, and Oklahoma's right down the road, and, like, just being too conversational of a guy, my brain was wanting to be like, yeah, you could just go to Choctaw and cash in the cash for some chips. And then
you're, like, giving them some like,
advice.
Oh, we've thought about it, sitting on this porch looking at that bank.
Yeah, I didn't want to put off that vibe at all. Then I just like was feeling a little bit like guilty, even though I didn't do anything, just because they like it all got sprung on me.
Proximity and everything.
Yeah, that was it.
I have a theory. I actually said to you, "It was like this is all exciting." I think I said it to you as like this is the greatest thing that ever happened to us. But I go, it would have been more exciting. I'm glad it didn't happen. But if it would have been a hostage situation, yeah, you were in it.
Oh no! Cause I just
that'd make for a better story.
No, because Johnny would get the guy really bad
story.
Advice.
What are you doing, man?
Johnny would have given him the idea to go down to Choctaw and
yeah, he'd be like,
no, if you want to launder,
become best friends, dude. Yeah.
Like, just throw me like 10%.
That'd be a cool movie plot, man. Yeah. Like a robber robs a bank and becomes best friends with one of the hostages, and
that would
they
be.
Run off together.
I think that's Bob's Burgers.
In love. Oh, is it real? Oh, it is.
Yeah.
I said I have a theory that. If you would have been, I think Maddie did it.
You think my son did it?
I think your son did it.
Okay.
Because he's been around for how long?
11 months.
Yeah. And it's been robbed twice in 5 months. Mm-hmm. How long has he been crawling?
About 5 months.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying.
When you
busted
look,
this thing wide open.
Yeah, when you look at your son, does sometimes he act like he can't take care of himself?
Does he ever do that?
It's just sometimes his diaper's way bigger, so maybe that's where he's hiding the cash.
That sounds like a good alibi to me.
It's not a hernia. He's just stuffing the money inside his intestines.
This whole time I was thinking of different scenarios that could happen about the fact that you live across the street from a bank that got robbed twice. I go, in this story, if we told this, Kaylin would still die somehow.
What was interesting, though, is I got to see the dynamic of parents, how they react when it's their son versus parents, how they react when it was their daughter. Because Haley's parents' reaction to it was way different than mine. My parents, I sent them the little video clip I sent you guys, and they just sent, like, laughs back. And then Haley's parents were immediately like, we got to get y'all out of there. I just
that's
hate that.
That's dangerous.
Like, all right, there's a revolver under your bed. I wasn't going to tell you about it, but it's there.
That's it's a weird-looking baby rattle.
Yeah. Like, oh, that's what Maddie's been playing with. Around. That's what he did. He crawled over there with that rattle and said something incoherent, and they just threw money at him.
Yeah, it was weird. I was asking the anchor, the news lady, about like who edits the audio and stuff. I was trying to find out what software they use.
That's great. You're like, oh, you know, we kind of do audio stuff if you ever need.
Oh, is that a shotgun?
Yeah, because I watch the local news out there, and the audio could be better. So I was just kind of like, you know what I do this for? Let me know. It sounds bad what y'all are doing. No, I didn't say that.
Follow work. It cuts off.
It's mainly the microphone placement. There's just been too many times I've been watching the local news, and it sounds terrible, and they're talking like this. And it's just like,
yeah, they could be doing better.
You need someone to teach them to point the mic towards your face.
Conan is the only human with a condenser pointed towards him that it perfectly captures everything he does.
Yeah.
Well, he's also awesome.
He's been killing it forever.
Yeah.
That red 414.
Yeah. He just did a whole rebranding thing that I'm excited about.
He did.
About
going to 30 minutes now.
30 minutes, and he has a podcast.
His podcast is awesome.
I know. He did David Sedaris, one of my favorite authors. It was so good. Okay. Anything else you want to talk about?
Maybe. I just can't think of it on the spot. I get nervous.
Eric, you got anything before?
I do.
All right, bring it.
All right.
Okay.
Beep, well, actually, I'm just going to share a story. Talking about the. Ooh, I felt something.
I wanted you to back it up.
I felt something.
I wanted you to back that thing up.
So when we talked about like Maddie having a gun or the revolver thing, that got me thinking. Yeah. So my dad was a hardcore Republican.
Yes.
And it was so funny. My buddy Branson was hanging out at my place, and then one day my dad was just like, Eric, come here. I was like, okay, all right. And then I walked into the bedroom, and he was like, I bought a gun. And I was like, what? And he's like, I bought a gun. Obama's going to become president and take all our guns away. And I had to get one.
So I went ahead and bought one, so he has to take something from me.
And I was like, and we can't let him do that. And I was like,
taking the white man's job,
I was
now
like,
taking my guns away from me?
And I was like, okay, all right. And then I continued to just go learn Avenged Sevenfold songs in my room.
Yeah, perfect.
Dude, me and Alexa's first date, I walked into the
house. Oh, yeah, guys, they're dating. I didn't know if we wanted to say that.
I walked into my house, and I was living with my best friend and his dad. And I just walk in because her and I were going out to Deep Ellum and, like, I needed to grab some cash or whatever from my room. And I walk in there, and Joe, who's my friend's dad, is like, dude, I got to show you something. I'm like, what's up? He goes in his room, comes out. He has a fucking AR-15.
Oh, my gosh.
He's chilling. I'm like, okay. And he used, like, he talked about, like, I will never own another gun in my life, like, all this stuff, you know, like, crazy stuff. And he shows up with an AR-15. I'm like, Joe, where the fuck did you get AR-15? He was like, oh, it was only like $400. I was like, okay, where the fuck did you get this AR-15 for $400?
Where?
And then, oh, it gets better. It gets better, though. Because he's like, yeah, if you ever need it, I keep it under my pillow.
If you ever need it.
His pillow?
Is like, it a body pillow?
Yeah, like, no, it's like a little head pillow, man. Like, here's the worst part. My room is where his head is where my head is.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, so he could shoot through.
Yeah, he could shoot through the fucking wall. And
he
was like, and I was like, so where do you keep the bullets? And he said, no, it's always loaded. I was like, sick.
You like, I got to go rearrange my room.
Exactly.
Just put some Kevlar on your wall.
Yeah, yeah. Kevlar. What? If you ever need it.
Yeah.
That phrase came out of his mouth. Like,
I had a baseball
bat
by the front door. That's all that I needed.
Yeah, that's what I have. That's
I have a microphone stand, the heaviest one. Just and I'm just going to swing that if I need to.
Is the baseball bat like at your front house door? Okay, you realize how worthless that is when they're already in the house and they're like already like 8 feet beyond
it.
Well, we were in Pleasant Grove, and you know people sometimes come up to the door.
Uh huh.
You know, and
I see why you have
it. We have an AR-15 inside, so we're good.
Yeah, you're set now, man.
And he's got your room and his room covered.
Yeah.
You could just shoot that thing up, and people start running.
Yeah. No, honestly, yeah.
If you ever need it.
If you ever need it.
You know, if the DMV gets a little frustrating.
Did you hear about that guy? There was that guy recently. He got it was a home invasion. Four people came into his house and tried to start robbing him. He had an AR-15, and three of them died. He just fixed the problem real quick.
You say fix the problem.
Fix the problem.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
like
getting robbed is a problem, and he had a solution to
it. Yeah, I'm not saying it was the best.
You can't rob
best,
anything if you're dead.
It's right. The best scenario.
That's
but
an answer.
Can you imagine going in? Because it turns out that they knew him, too. Like, they were able to find out later they knew him, and they knew he had valuables inside. But, like can you imagine thinking you're going to – four of you are going to go into this one guy's house? You're like, we're fine. And then he just whips that thing out. Mm-hmm. They must have been super sad for a little bit before
– they died.
Before they died.
Before they stopped feeling.
You know, like, you're like the last feeling was, like, maybe we shouldn't have robbed this guy. Oh, yeah, we shouldn't rob. They told us not to rob. Why are we robbing? And then dead.
Yeah. That's so sad.
Yeah, thanks. So your dad bought a gun.
Yeah.
That's what you wanted to tell me about?
Yeah.
Tell us about it. It's just you and I.
It created a good 4 minutes of talk.
No, it's great. It's great. I think we already – have we already talked about guns? The fact that – we haven't talked on this podcast about how we feel about guns, right?
Oh, that's for another day.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it is.
I just get scared of having a gun.
Video game violence makes me really enjoy guns.
Video game. Yeah. I don't think I'd ever own a gun. That's just my stance. But,
I want a shotgun.
Of course you do.
For the good spray.
For the good spray.
I would take a shotgun only because I am more concerned with a zombie apocalypse actually happening. And that's
then you need a machete.
It's the measles outbreak, man.
What is that the first thing you think of as a machete?
Because have you ever read the zombie survival guide? It says that's the number one weapon to have.
Yeah, story. A machete.
It's not a fictional story. It's a book.
And a shotgun.
It's a biography.
That's got about as much like you know weight as a Star Wars movie.
We're witnessing their first fight, guys.
Probably less.
This is beautiful.
Oh, this is a fight. This is a fight.
I
read that a long time ago, and a book was really fun. Then I realized like there's no such thing as zombies that only eat arms. That was literally a story in there. Like they eat your arm.
There's not even stories. It's a guide.
No, it's like recounts, isn't it?
No.
I give it a week. Oh, you're thinking of the Walking You're thinking of the Walking Dead comics.
No, I'm not.
Which even there, the machete and axe are pretty useful.
Somebody got me a survival guide in the zombie apocalypse book.
Yeah, it talks about
how many zombie apocalypses have they been in?
How much of this book do you take as like actual valid
when it happens,
helpful information for the future?
You're gonna know who to come hang out with after you steal that
hand
from your friend.
Well, I mean, if someone wrote a book about driving who's never driven a vehicle in their entire life.
Oh, I get it. I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
It's like when Bill Burr.
I don't disagree with you, but I still read it just in case.
Just in case.
I don't have a limit.
If you go to the CDC website,
here.
You can click zombie. Like, it's an actual, like, folder on there.
There is a snail that actually can has made animals their zombies.
Oh, yeah, I know that, yeah.
So it's only a matter of time.
Like rabies.
I think there's a lot of other
issues.
That's
Futurama,
first.
Right?
Huh?
That's Futurama, Hypnotoad?
Oh, that's not Hypnotoad.
No. Okay. No, it's real Rama. Real life, bud.
Are you suggesting Futurama's not real?
It hasn't happened yet, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Hey, I saw something today that I'm kind of excited about. It's a movie, and I can't believe this is like almost like a movie that someone I feel like took out of my head. I normally don't watch trailers, but someone said, "Oh, you should look at this trailer for a movie called Yesterday." Have any of you guys? I think it dropped today. So, have any of you guys heard about this?
No.
It's a guy that is a struggling musician, I think, and he. He falls, hits his head, and at that same time, all the power or whatever, there's like a shockwave that goes around the entire world, and the lights go out for a second. He gets out of a coma or whatever. When he wakes up, he's the only person to have ever know that the Beatles ever existed.
Oh, I think I heard about
this.
That's
oh, I've heard
it's
about
called
it.
Yesterday.
Yeah. I get and he
wow.
starts as it, when he gets out of the coma, I think like they get him a guitar and he starts playing Yesterday, and his girlfriend, everyone's like, when did you write that? Like freaking out. And he was like, I didn't. Paul McCartney did. And he goes, Paul who? You know, from the Beatles. Who are the Beatles? And he goes to Google searches and there's no
I can't tell if this is a good idea or a lazy idea.
This video, the trailer I watched made me think that it might be my favorite movie of the year.
Really?
All right,
because it's over a
Frozen
band that's 2? So minuscule.
Yeah, you're right. Damn. They should have done, like, what, Nickelback?
Oh, dude, that'd be
dope.
Oh, no, if they did Chevelle.
Oh, my Lord. But I was my heroes. I literally started, like, going, this is, like, I always think of the fact that, like, did anybody else do this? Like, whenever I go, man, if I could go back in time, I'd give young Josh, like, one of Nirvana's songs to come out with. Not Smells Like Teen Spirit. They needed Smells Like Teen Spirit. But, like, Heart-Shaped Box or something that he could write himself. I was like, man, that'd been so cool. But then I think, no one would care even then.
Wouldn't you have rather learned or written that I smell sex and
by Marcy's Playground?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Dude, that but you could have been that guy.
That's a good song.
Yeah, you could have been a head in the ground.
Yeah. Nah, I always think about that. I always thought about that, like going back in time and like what – because – that's the one thing I know a lot about is music and movies. And so if I could give any information that might be good to Josh, like, hey, invest in this kind of music, it'll do you good.
Ooh, what is a movie that you think if you went back in time and you could, like, snipe it super quick and make it before the other person that you think you could have done a better job making?
Venom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With all
I said this on my Origin episode of Movie Brothers that just dropped. I Ooh. Said that I think... Brady asked me, and I said, I think if I could go back and have a writing credit like Ryan Reynolds did with Deadpool, I think we could have made a good Venom movie.
Now, is that with the restrictions they probably had to go through?
Yeah.
Like the no blood and silly stuff like that.
No, I would have made a rated R movie. If I had a writing credit, I would have fought the same way Ryan Reynolds fought for a rated R Deadpool. we live in a post-Deadpool world where a superhero movie can be rated R and be successful.
Yeah, Disney's awesome. Disney has even come out to say there is potential.
Room. Yeah.
There's room for rated R action movies.
So yeah,
I was gonna like Aquaman would be mine for sure.
Aquaman.
Only thing I would do different is change the cinematography and get Jason Momoa out of there.
You don't like Jason Momoa?
I didn't
huh?
like him at all.
Is it because he didn't wear the orange shirt thing?
He did.
Did he really?
Yeah. He.
Oh, that's like the weakest looking armor.
Yeah, and also Aquaman's like my favorite character ever. Like the whole Black Manta thing was like super lazy.
How does it feel to be the only survivor of like the biggest Aquaman fan?
Oh, I know.
I've never met an Aquaman fan. That's what's amazing.
I will say the new 52 that came out made Aquaman cool.
Yeah, that's what I started reading. Because I grew up in a harbor town and we always on.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And like, yeah, I thought it was super cool to be like, oh, you're Aquaman's right here.
You're from Boston, right?
Gloucester.
Gloucester.
Massachusetts. So are you a Patriots fan?
Absolutely.
Oh, he is.
Did you enjoy the Super Bowl?
Sweet, suckling victory.
Jason Momoa and he likes the Patriots. What am I doing?
I don't know.
Jason Momoa. Have you seen how creepy is those little girls in that one video? You ever see that video?
You know he's married to
Lisa Bonet.
Lisa Bonet.
Harvey Weinstein was married too, wasn't he?
No.
At one point in his life. No.
No.
I'm sure.
Probably didn't remember
it.
You want to hit?
She was married to Lenny Kravitz. Her daughter is Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, but anyways, no, it doesn't matter. But I mean, like, it was just this really creepy video of Jason Momoa like groping like a 12-year-old, and she had to like move his hand. And he kept moving it back down. Like it was weird. Bad. And that's why I stopped liking Jason Momoa. It may be fabricated. I did watch the whole thing. It looked real. And there were people that were like, yeah, this really happened. All this
How
stuff.
Many times did you watch it?
He didn't watch the whole thing. He's like, not even once, Eric, is the answer.
No, I watched it. No. It was weird. Look it up.
I don't want to.
I can't wait to Google Jason Momoa groping a 12-year-old.
And I mean, like, Jason Momoa is cool, but like, it's literally just like, he's one of those actors where it's like, you can put him in any action movie and it'll just be Jason Momoa playing Jason Momoa.
That's true.
And
you
like
sure
that
wasn't Daenerys?
Stop.
Daenerys.
Okay. She's like Daenerys the height Targaryen. Of a 12-year-old.
Yeah. My attempt to move us from movies to sports just didn't work at all.
Oh, let's try it again. Anyways.
Congrats on your fandom winning another Super Bowl.
Oh, thanks. Buddy.
I was pulling for you guys.
You know,
did you not see my hoodie that I wore?
I did.
Yeah, I saw it.
I was like, wearing a jean jacket.
Totally saw a Patriots hoodie.
No, I didn't see your Patriots hoodie on Instagram.
I gave her hell for it.
Yeah, he did. A lot of people did.
Well, there's been Boston and other sports cities that we've won so much that we're not going to destroy our town.
You know what's really cool?
Like Philly did.
You know what's really cool with how many championships y'all have? It's just between like four teams, too. New York's got like 20. And just y'all's four teams have just
20?
Been. I don't know how many, but they have a lot.
No, we're tied with Cowboys. We beat the Steelers.
No, you're tied with the Steelers.
And you beat the Cowboys.
Beat the Cowboys. That's right. Sorry, yeah, my bad.
I'm a Steelers fan.
And I mean, that's just Tom Brady alone.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. I'm a Steelers and Titans fan.
I was glad the Patriots won. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a really cool moment to be a part of. The only weird thing is that Tom Brady kisses his kids in the mouth. And that's an endearing thing, right? Is it? Do you kiss your kids in the mouth, Josh?
At a certain point, I have to stop. Sometimes, like, we'll kiss and I don't even think about it. It just happens.
Yeah,
but
you love them. Yeah.
I do love them very much. And I know at some point that's probably going to stop. And I don't.
Loving
I know
them?
That to some. No. Kissing.
Loving them.
It's cool.
Kissing
a lot of parents go through that.
Kissing your boys, yeah.
But man, I mean, there's a part of me that's like, man, I love those kids so much. Like, you want to still. That's why I think it's important for loving dads to have like their daughters,
yeah.
Because they'll never stop kissing you,
yeah.
And showing affection that way. At some point, my boys will be like, hey, Dad, what's up? And that's it. That's I love you.
I was talking about that with Haley this last weekend. Yeah. We started watching Interstellar, and when he gets ready to leave, he has that really sad moment with his daughter. And then he just goes up to his son. They just give him a hug, and he's like, you take care of this place, all right? And I was telling Haley, I was like, it sucks that that's how men have to handle these situations. Yeah. It's just
I'll fight it.
Yeah, toxic masculinity.
It's all in.
I'll fight it 100%, but I also won't force my kids to, like, hey, give me a kiss. You know, I mean, I always gave my dad at least a kiss on the cheek, you know, like,
oh,
I was,
yeah,
like, and I told
sure.
him I loved him. And because, damn it, I freaking loved my dad before he passed away, you know, like, and I still do. But I mean, man, I wish I would have shown that in way more ways than just like, because I thought it was like, this world has made it weird for me to show affection to my dad.
Yeah, it's that masculinity. That's
yeah, and it's gross. It's gross
years,
that we can't express ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I have a quick thought about that. Because I've never seen on display any kind of like shaming that wasn't directly towards like, maybe this is the secret. And it shows a bunch of like montages of him kissing other guys like on the lips, which I thought was, I was like, dude, no freaking like, I like, that's so funny. Like, but I've never like seen anyone shamed for like seriously showing affection that way. Cause I just thought about it. Like now, would I kiss my boys on the lips? I think it'd be like, cause I wouldn't want that growing up.
Yeah,
and I don't think I was necessarily trained that way because I've never had an opportunity where I could kiss another boy on the lips and like, you know, ooh, did I like that? You know, like, I never had that experience. And so I don't know if it's so much like a quote unquote toxic masculinity versus like a, no, this is my personal bubble and this is one of those personal bubbles I don't want crossed.
That's the only thing I would never cross is like my sons have their own personal bubble and I'll respect the heck out of that. So as much as they will want to show affection, I will allow it, obviously, mm-hmm. in moderation.
Yeah.
I do think weird. It's something that has been, like, taught over here because I grew up overseas and, like, They're always super affectionate.
Yeah, yeah,
Australians,
I was wondering,
kiss everybody on the lips.
Yeah,
like,
me and Brady,
how you doing?
For the longest,
like,
time,
everything.
Used to kiss each other on the cheek.
You ever watch the men's Olympics? Like, freaking Germany or one of those teams, they'll like
yeah,
have
a,
they'll have
a
great parallel
a
bar thing, and they go over there and it's just like high five, and they're like, come here, brother.
Like,
oh,
the three
that
things
that awesome.
Overseas yeah, that are not big deals, there's like affection, nudity, and sexuality. Like,
yeah, but if you
care.
Look at some of the rape statistics overseas where the nudity is a lot more open, it's actually staggeringly high compared to ours.
Like where?
Europe.
Everywhere, Alexa.
Not in Australia.
Did you not
their crime
hear
is low.
Did
yeah.
you not
but Australia
hear
has Hillsong.
Man talking Alexa?
Australia Gothic Australia also has less people than California. So that's a weird.
Sorry, I said that.
It's hard to rate their statistics versus ours cuz they can fit all their people in one state and still have room. Traffic in LA would be less if you got rid of everyone in LA and put all of Australia in LA. There would probably be less traffic in LA. Just
taking. Make the swap. Let's do it.
Yeah, we should, man.
Can I be?
I love Australia. I'm not talking shit.
I'll go
I'm
to
just
one
saying.
Or the other. I don't care.
See,
I like
Australia.
Them both.
I mean, I've never been.
See, I want to go to New Zealand.
Same. Yeah, I want to go to New Zealand so bad.
Chris Opie, man.
Same.
I want to see
go, when
what
I go back,
Legolas
I
saw.
Good guy right there.
Yeah.
Legolas. What are your elf eyes see?
Taking the Hobbit to Isengard.
Way too many pirates movies.
No, I. We could talk for days about that, but yeah, I, to me, I just think we should be at a place where we're, I don't know.
I think we're at a fine place with it. No one's mad at him for kissing his kid. There's a lot of us who are like, yeah, that makes me feel weird because I'm not used to it, but, and then we move on.
Yeah.
That sounds,
yeah,
that sounds
right.
All right.
You're right.
It's like when I watch someone eat a clam, I'm like, ugh, but I mean,
I don't
whatever.
Oysters, man.
Eat a clam?
I don't
yeah, when they slurp that thing out of there.
I cringe harder.
An oyster, yeah, that's what
I cringe harder at oysters than I do at the pictures of Tom Brady smooching
like
his boy.
Like a
didgeridoo.
I would eat oysters looking at pictures of Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Hey, can we talk about one more thing? It's a good segue into back into music, but also relative yes. to the Super Bowl. The halftime show.
Ooh.
It's so funny to me.
I have a lot of opinions on it. Not that they matter, but I would love to hear some other people's opinions.
I thought it was good.
I thought it was good. I thought it was underwhelming, but I thought it was fine.
Just being a huge SpongeBob fan, I went from going like that halftime show episode
yeah.
to sicko mode was something I never thought I'd ever experience in my entire life, and I'm glad I was alive to see that. But there's a part of me that's also Max. I really wanted the whole song to be played.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're the first song. Rational human I've heard talk about it.
Yeah.
Did we talk about this last week?
I don't think so.
We did. We
did
talked
we?
About
you
it.
Call me
but
rational.
But you three
on
were not
one.
Here. So. Yeah. So go ahead and make
on
your.
That one.
Well, I thought the guitar, Maroon 5's guitar tone, not Adam Levine's, which his guitar tone was great, but the actual guitar player played the whole time.
Well, it was all pre-recorded, but yes.
Okay. His guitar tone was fantastic, and I loved it. And then,
Yeah, that dude's actually the genius behind Maroon.
Yeah. Yeah,
them
yeah
the
I know.
Keyboard player, right?
Yeah,
him
the keyboard player.
PJ Morton, he writes all the music and, like, organizes it. And then Buddy Valentine, the guitarist, he writes, like, all the guitar parts.
I leaned over to Meg and I go, how long until Adam Levine has no shirt on? And
should have been from second one.
Nah, that guy sucks.
Why? Give me an actual real reason why and not just.
We had a long conversation.
We did have a long conversation
about him talking crap about rock and roll music. The one thing that brought him
into
any
the music
fame.
World.
He said rock and roll's.
Yeah,
dead.
I remember.
Okay. So I don't have any love for him. Plus, I also thought he was trying real hard. His voice did not sound good. His voice, the way he was performing looked like garbage.
Oh my gosh. All right, whatever.
You disagree?
I thought he was
as a vocalist and as someone that performs, he was like it just looked gross.
So, okay.
You're
not taking into account that it was the Super Bowl, that maybe he was nervous, maybe he was having to perform, and maybe you're getting the freaking dry right off the board mix. Dude, you're so irrational about this. It's hilarious.
No,
it's
don't
you
like
don't.
It.
There's zero bit of rock star in you. That's not just mad. That wasn't you. That's not it.
No, I mean, I would love to be that.
I thought
how much their
I'm
sales
not above
up.
Saying,
I thought his
day.
Pitch. I thought his pitch for the scenario was great. I mean, he sang probably better than I would have. I can admit that. And then, I thought
I don't know if he could sing better than I could.
Way to level yourself.
I'm just saying, I when I saw it, I think the whole performance as a whole was a little underwhelming compared to some of the other Super Bowl performances that we've seen. But I thought it was fine. And when he took his shirt off, I mean, he was singing moves like Jagger. That made sense. And then he's in great shape, so why not?
But he, like, it was, he had like four layers on in every song.
Yeah, I've seen that before. Gym Class Heroes did that. Their guitar player, when I saw him, he was wearing like a three-piece suit in each song. He just slowly took off a piece. Did that bother you? Did you not like watching him take off layers of clothes?
I just, it becomes less about the music and more about the show he's doing.
I don't understand why you're so shocked that this guy who does pop culture stuff would be more about.
No, I have hope in him as a person and him as a.
Does he need to apologize for bashing on rock music?
No, yes. He needs to. Well, maybe, but he needs to. He just needs to put out better stuff. He needs to perform
or he can do what he wants.
Yeah, he can do whatever the hell he wants, but I don't have to like it, so I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm just worried about the him as an individual. I don't want you to be mad at the individual. As much.
Because he's nice.
Him as a, well, he says a lot of crappy things for a nice person. But
his roster is really big, too, of celebrities.
Gosh, just the roster on music videos.
Yeah.
Growing up, I was like, are these just watching him hook up with girls? Is that what their music videos are?
And those are all his real girlfriends. Like, those are people he actually, like, dated.
I think that the Super Bowl, I mean, is there a bigger stage to play ever?
Ozfest, maybe?
A funeral?
Viewership wise?
A funeral. So shouldn't that, if you have that kind of budget, shouldn't you be super creative in the way you do things? There was nothing creative.
Well, everything's offensive now, so maybe they're having to be really careful. I mean,
oh, you can still be creative.
I remember when Lady Gaga did it?
Didn't she jump out of the?
I thought
that's
that
why
was
it was underwhelming. Was I was like, I mean, it's hard to top jumping from the top of great, a stadium. Yeah.
The way that she looks when she jumps, though, is
Prince
is going to remember.
Prince.
Yeah. Everyone's talked about the Prince one,
or even Bruce Springsteen's was awesome.
Yeah.
So I mean, like. I'm not asking for. I just want to be a. Like you are.
Are you not entertained? That's all I thought when I saw the. When I got on the internet after the thing, all I could think about was that moment when he's like, "Are you not entertained?" Because everyone was just trying to shit all over it.
I just
like.
I expected.
I was eating wings, having a great time, man.
Yeah. I just expected more. If they gave me that and they say, "Hey, listen, you got $500,000 to put on this show." What are you going to do for 15 minutes? Or however. I don't know what the money is.
As someone who hardly ever listens to Maroon 5 and probably never has on purpose, they played at least three songs I recognized.
Yeah.
They didn't sound awful. And he took his shirt off. So it was kind of like what I expected. So it wasn't not
crazy
what I was expecting.
His newest song, the one that what's her name sings on?
Cardi B.
Yeah. That song's awesome. I actually do like that song a lot. But... Man, I just thought that show, like, I can't imagine them going, this is exactly what I wanted to do.
I did think about that. I thought when they did their run through, I wonder if anyone was like, this isn't really that awesome.
Yeah. I
think the show did exactly what they wanted the show to do.
Be underwhelming?
No. Be a huge sex appeal thing. Get people riled up and pumped up for just the fact you are there. And because here's the thing. What halftime show artist, like, as far as the basic consumer? Think about the top 50. I think the top 50 charts or top 100 charts for the past, like, decade has sucked hard. And
wait, the top what, 50?
The top Billboard 50 to 100, you know, songs. I think almost every song there is garbage.
Yeah,
and
after Jason Mraz did I'm Yours, it kind of went downhill from there.
Yeah, and I think anyone who is chasing art would agree. But... the average consumer is not chasing art. They're trying
but
to.
I like
they're
Lady
finding,
Gaga.
They're finding.
I like,
well, she's incredibly artistic.
Yeah.
She's incredibly intelligent when it comes to music.
He was. I realized that this was not a Maroon 5 show. This is an Adam Levine show.
But it's always been that way since like.
I get that.
Each music video over the years, the band just slowly disappeared, and it just he stayed there.
But it definitely they weren't. I realized that they were not their first choice.
You know what I think? I guess I'm more shocked that. People, it seems like
I have hope in
people see something happen and it's kind of exactly what you would guess happen, but then they get as mad. It's like, I don't know if you've ever had a fight with a significant other where like they get mad, not because you did the thing, but because they knew that's how you were going to react to the thing.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what's happening online.
Me?
I'm just pointing. I'm pointing this way. Yeah. Sorry. I was looking over here, but,
to change your evil ways, Alexa.
Yeah.
Jeez. I guess what I'm saying is it's like you like a
Alexa got a California tattoo on her stomach.
Well, it's like when the when the Duck Dynasty guy said
he didn't agree with same-sex marriage,
and everyone lost their mind. And it's like, really, you expected that guy to think differently? Yeah.
Also,
to have super progressive ideas?
You can also just ignore it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That was the first time in a while where I let the internet get to me. Like, after the Super Bowl, I laid in bed and I was reading stuff about the articles about the halftime show, and I actually let it bother me that people were acting so upset. I was like, why is everyone shocked about anything?
Because they always want more.
They saw,
but
yeah.
What exactly is more? What sets a standard for more of what you want?
I don't know, enjoying your own life.
I was talking
when I locked the phone, I had to remind myself, I was like, okay, don't let yourself get that way again. Just go to bed. You enjoyed yourself. You got to watch the Super Bowl, eat some wings, have a good night.
I talked to Johnny and Kellen about this last night. I think society as a whole is the shittiest it's ever been since the beginning of mankind. Right now.
Maybe not since the beginning.
Crusades are pretty bad.
No, but here's this. What is Twitter? It is a crusade platform where your objective is to ruin someone's life and get them jobless and unable to do stuff.
Nah, man, Twitter's great because I can say, hey, we're going to be in Cincinnati. Any great places to eat? And they go, screw you. We like Nickelback.
Now, where on the trending is that happening?
What?
Where on trending is that happening?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I just wanted to make that joke.
Yeah, see, that stuff, though, never trends.
Yeah.
What's trending is
Liam Neeson says...
Oh, yeah,
that's a shame about Liam Neeson.
Yeah, but like social media in general, people talking in general, everyone's got to be upset about something. That's why I freaking love your band name so much. It's because that's the most truthful thing I've heard in the past like 5 years.
Like you
that
picked the perfect
name.
Time
you
to
have
that
opinion.
Band name.
Perfect time.
Yeah. You can't have an opinion.
You can't be honest or have an opinion.
You can't say that rock is dead without people wanting to call for your career to be over.
I don't want him to stop. I actually think he's talented. I actually like some of his music.
You want him to appreciate his roots.
I want him to appreciate, because everybody, and we talked about it, and I don't want to regurgitate, but like people that he had conversations when he was coming up said, remember the time when you told me that this rock song meant so much to you and that you were going to try to keep it alive? Yeah, what happened to that?
People changed.
He saw money. He's joined the machine. And he went to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I still have hope in those people, even if they've lost their way. I believe 100% in the prodigal son. I believe that. One day he will go, you know what? I want to make a rock record. And he's going to make a great rock record.
And then no one's going to listen to it.
No. I think people will. I'm not that pessimistic. I think people will listen to it. And it's going to take like people like Billie Eilish. How you say her
Eilish.
Name? Eilish. She is freaking phenomenal. And I think it's going to take people like her that people are listening to change. They're the next Nirvana.
Yeah, because Dave Grohl said it. So that's going to help a lot.
That does help.
When he said that, I was like, okay, now she's ready to go.
Yeah.
Because the amount of people that are just going to say that now because he said it. No, I'm not saying that's why
she's
you said
interesting.
It.
She's interesting.
But what I mean is when
you
I read
don't like
that.
Her?
When
she's interesting.
I haven't heard, that's but when I read answer. That, I was like, that's the best endorsement you can get, man.
Huh?
When I read that, I was like, that's the best endorsement you can get. That's add to that to the bio of all your stuff. When Dave Grohl says you're the next Nirvana,
I liked her.
God, that had to feel so good when she heard that.
Oh,
she was
she
like,
had to.
Really?
She's
like, that's how I would have felt.
Yeah,
that's how Johnny would say it too.
Really? Yeah, I probably would have.
I would love.
Yeah, that was not a girl impression. That was how my emotions would have felt if I read Dave Grohl saying that. Oh my God, Haley, come here.
Maddie is. I'll be there in a second. I'm holding up this bank.
He's
got like a hammer over your piggy bank. Like, this is yours, right?
I found out you can get an AR-15 for $400. So,
Nah, I have hope. I have hope in artists like Adam Levine.
You know, there was a skater boy.
No, I do have hope in him, and that's what bothers me. You say, who cares? I like some of his music. I liked him from at the beginning. I thought they made great pop rock music, and I liked his voice.
I guess where I'm at is I just don't feel like he owes me anything. And as long as he's not hurting people and he's enjoying his life, then he can do whatever he wants.
Oh yeah, he enjoys.
Now, can we talk about how brilliant like all the Adam Levine memes are?
Yeah, dude, the Danny DeVito one.
Oh, it's so
good. Oh my
gosh! Don't forget the hardcore Pit one.
And the Woody one?
I didn't see it. Oh, that's hilarious.
There's the Woody one.
The Woody one was great, too, where it was like Andy's room.
Yeah. That was so
good.
And
there's a Rick and Morty one where it's Morty showing his nipples, and it's like, is this how I make music?
I saw that one.
Okay, Alexa, real quick. As a girl, did he look great when he took his shirt off?
Dude, as a guy, he looked great when he took his shirt off.
Bradley Hathaway called me the next day, and he was like, dude, he looked so great.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say my musician mind was super underwhelmed with it. I was like, all right, this
mine
is
was
okay.
A little bit, too. That's why I was listening to Tones.
I've seen Maroon 5 a bunch in concert.
But you could feel the pheromones, smell the pheromones from the TV.
I mean, he took his shirt off, and I'm just like, what are we watching?
Yeah. Like, you press record.
Me and him literally looked at each other, and we were like, oh, yeah, it's a football game.
Yeah. Now, I will say this also. Any Super Bowl show has the worst sound possible. Yeah. Imagine your worst gig and multiply that by five.
Also, the acoustics in the Super Bowl, you know, like it's in the middle of a bowl.
Yeah, yeah. It's never going to sound literally that great.
Like, imagine just if you don't have in-ear monitors, how ruined you are.
And how many times on a live show are in-ears actually working right? Like, it seems
never.
Like I almost always watch something and you see all of them going like, God, this isn't.
It's because they don't take account for the bodies absorbing the low end. But even
also,
in that fish bowl,
glasses push.
Because you got like 30-second early reflections, and that's not a freaking early reflection.
Yeah,
that's true.
30 seconds.
Because it, you know, some speakers going up will be up to 15 seconds delayed because that's how long the sound literally takes to travel to like that seat. So imagine it ricocheting up there, then going back.
It's already 15 second delay, and then it's gonna hit you back.
Yeah,
yeah, that's gotta be wild.
So, well, everyone, hope you enjoyed the Super Bowl show.
Yeah, it was
and Adam Levine's nips.
Did you guys see any of the articles about how people were complaining about his nipples being shown where Janet Jackson's weren't?
That was
funny.
There was a meme where it was like it showed Janet Jackson like crying, and she was like,
I thought it was a perfect example of just the recreational outrage we have right now, because if you go back 5 years, it wasn't as crazy as it is now, and Flea played an entire Super Bowl set with a shirt off. Not a word about his nipples showing.
Yeah, they were more upset at the fact
everything's
that
a contest.
Clearly not plugged in.
Not plugged in,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah. No, everyone's got to be the biggest victim right now. And that sounds really heartless and
that sounds like
mean.
The Biggest Loser TV show, like the biggest victim.
Yeah. And it would be like today just wins.
Yeah.
And that sounds super insensitive. And I'm not downplaying actual victims or survivors or anything going through stuff. But like to be like emotionally hurt because Adam Levine's nipple is allowed to be showed. But the stunt that Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake did on purpose.
Avril Lavigne. Yeah, Lavigne.
Same person.
Yeah. I did it too. I did it too.
Yeah, but
Adam Levine.
Adam Levine.
Avril Lavigne. His, too close.
That's
too close.
Oh, God. Many of them.
They're both Canadian too, right?
Yeah, and they both have nipples.
Is Adam Levine from Canada?
They do.
No,
they
he's
do.
From L.A.
They both drink water.
Oh, dude. They both have a California tattooed on
you
their
know,
stomach.
You know who else drank water?
Jesus.
And Hitler.
Oh, my God.
Joe.
Do you think Joe Rogan tries that with DMT?
Water?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that he just tries nothing the moment he takes his hit. Just whoosh, and then he's the universe experiencing itself. The ego dies.
I should start a podcast just like it.
I was telling my students today at school, I teach an audio engineering class, and I was telling all of them they should be starting a podcast right now. Because they like to rant. They interrupt me all the time. They clearly have things to say. I was like, go home and say all this there. Practice. You'll get to practice EQing, compression.
Go listen to Gathering My Thoughts.
No, I don't tell them about my podcast at all.
This is a blast of stuff I wanted to bring up, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to say it real quick, and then we're going to be done, right? We need to be done. So Childish Gambino dyed his hair, his beard blonde.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It looks cool.
He looks like.
But Donald
like,
Glover hasn't gone wrong yet.
He's a precious angel.
Yeah, he's on fire.
Regardless, he could get away with almost America's, anything nowadays.
He's the national treasure that Nick Cage is going to try to steal. Paul Stanley from Kiss, Pyrotechnics, he blew up behind
him.
Yeah. Caught on fire, did not miss a beat.
Yep.
And there's a video of it. And
it's
his
really
hair,
good.
His hair is on fire.
Oh my God.
Dude tries to get it off. He's still doing the doon-doon-doon-doon-doon-doon. Singing it awesomely. Does not miss a beat. They come with some powder, put him out. song show goes on.
Gosh. Yeah, that is the first and only time I really loved Kiss. I was watching that and I was like, dude,
unfazed.
Kiss is so badass.
Yeah, I know they're great, right?
They haven't made a great song, but that is a great musician right there.
And the fact that like, yeah, maybe he wore too much Aquanet, but I mean, it's probably, I mean, he still kept it together.
That's pretty amazing.
He was a good. Three yards away from the pyrotechnic, and it just
it was the sparks that got him.
Went up so much so quickly. Product that it's
so
just like,
quickly.
That's wild.
Cardi B doesn't know that Tom Petty is dead.
Yeah, I've read about that.
That is hilarious. She won a Grammy. Someone sent her flowers with a Tom Petty quote from one of his lyrics. And she was getting interviewed, and she goes, "Thanks for Tom Petty for sending me flowers."
That's so sweet.
And no one told her that.
Again, this is a scenario where I'm not super surprised.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all.
That's really
funny.
Is actually really endearing, actually.
Tom Petty's sales went up, obviously.
Hey, did you say Maroon 5 sales went up after the Super Bowl?
Yes, yeah. 539%.
Good for them.
That'll do it.
Dadgummit.
Yeah, they needed more money.
Can I have some?
Sales, too, not streams. Sales.
Yeah, those are straight
it's
up
for
sales.
The liner notes.
Yeah, that's it. The rest of stuff I can.
No. Keep rattling it off. This is fun.
You like this? Yeah. From now on, this is
speed
fun.
Round. This is fun.
These are just ideas I had. They're not even news stories now. Sometimes I think of like stories, and like if we start talking about drugs or something like that, I have something to say about that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Or hunting. I go hunting. The loneliest Halloween party. Tornadoes. Dickheads of natural disasters.
Hey, why is tornadoes on there?
Because I was just thinking the other day because they were having a
wind.
What a concept.
I go
in a circle.
I was thinking like tornadoes are the only natural disaster that because back home they were having some tornado warnings. And I go, tornadoes are the only natural disaster where like your neighbor's house could be fine, but yours is demolished, and then like the neighbor. So it's like it's almost specific.
It picks and chooses.
I was like, what a dickhead. Yeah, so it's the dickhead.
The only reason I was curious, I've had two really weird, vivid dreams about tornadoes within the past week or two.
My reoccurring dream growing up was about a tornado that had a red light.
My reoccurring dream was the most horrific, like horror movie I'd ever experienced, and it happened from as little as I can remember to like 14. It was awful.
Hey Josh, was your dream? Did you get greeted by the Lollipop Guild?
No, I wish. Okay, way better. Yeah.
Okay,
I was wearing a dress, and Brady was Toto.
Were you asleep?
The band.
He was the whole band.
It was like four dudes with Brady's head on it, and they all sang in unison.
That'd be wild. It's like those things online where you can put the picture of faces and it has elves doing the little dance, but it's all Brady.
Oh, I missed those.
Yeah, those are funny. We were online and happy about it.
If you want me to keep doing this.
Yes.
This might be a new thing, just thoughts, but I'm going through so many weeks of material right here I've been keeping.
Can you save some for next week? Because I would love Kalen to dish on some of these.
That's true. Yes. Give me two more.
Two more.
I'm not ready.
I'm not ready.
There's a lady that got arrested at Walmart because she was drinking wine out of a Pringles can.
saw that.
She emptied out the Pringles can, put the wine in it, and was drinking out of
that
the thing. And so that got so much publicity that a company started making Pringles tumblers.
Yeah.
Wow. She was also riding around in the cart.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
She had
yeah.
a handicap cart, and she was just drinking.
Is that a DUI?
She was living her best life.
That's
what she was.
Yeah. I imagine that's reckless, like being out and about, whatever that's called.
Public intoxication.
Last one.
Among others.
All right.
Last one. Drugs are effect pedals for your brain. I just think that's a pretty good thought there.
Yeah. That's
gotta go.
End on.
Just take that.
Okay, so here you go. You take that, you make it a meme, get a picture of a pedal board, and then find a drug that reminds you of each effect, and then replace the name on that, and then it's going to get shared by a bunch
of people.
Someone
don't do that and just dash me. That's all I want to be is dash.
So like a metal zone, a scratch on metal zone, and write weed.
No, metal zone would be like...
No, metal zone would be like... That'd be like...
Crack.
Like PCP or something.
That'd be something. Which one makes your skin melt?
Yeah, that's good.
Bath salts.
Bath salts. There you go.
Yeah, that's the bath salts.
We can figure that out. That's a good thing to go off of, I think. Yeah. Yeah, thanks for tuning in to The Hive. Zach, thanks for coming and hanging out.
Thank you. It was fun.
Go check out Offended by Everything. They released an album called Evergreen. That's right, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
What's your social medias?
We're at Offended Band on every social media.
Awesome.
Everything. Even ones that haven't came out yet. Like my social media plan that TikTok. I want to make. Yeah. TikTok. Are you on TikTok?
That's a good idea. We should be on.
Yeah, Raven Hillis. We got nobody. We got no one. It's really me just
Josh dancing with his wiener out.
That's what you're supposed to do, right? It's mostly 12-year-olds, so I think it's fine.
You know what's funny? What? Like I see there's so many apps on Facebook that'll go by.
Yeah.
And it's always like a 13-year-old in her underwear dancing. And it's like, get this app, see what you'll find. And I'm like, how is anyone clicking on this?
Yeah.
And
that, it's like the FBI is behind that.
Yeah,
going
the FBI is like,
yeah, they're just waiting. Yeah, they're just like, come on, suckers.
They're like right outside.
What is that Family Guy episode where Herbert sees something? He's like, this has got to be a trap.
Oh, it's when Stewie breaks all his little androids that he made and puts them on the old broken mattress. And he's like, how is this not a trap? Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Well,
y'all have a great week.
Yeah. Go check out all of our stuff. Honeygoldrecords.com. Movie Brothers podcast. Gathering My Thoughts podcast. Producer Dudes podcast. Alexa Hour podcast. Damn, that needs to be a thing. What else? Anything else?
Offended Band.
We already said that.
At Offended
Band. Okay, and then, just going a circle. I was just finishing the circle.
The YouTube,
just finishing the circle.
Thank you.
The YouTube channel for Producer Dudes.
Yeah.
And very shortly, our Twitch channel.
There you go.
Peace.
All right. Long live the brotherhood.
Long live the
hee.
You're listening to a Honey Gold Records production. For this podcast and others like it, go to www.honeygoldrecords.com.